This is Tony Cole, and I want to personally welcome you to Anthony Cole Training and to thank you for listening to our audio cassette series on selling. Selling is an exciting profession. It's a profession that requires people that are committed to excellence, are passionate about what they do, and are focused on success. It also requires people that are flexible enough and open enough to change with today's marketplace. You know, people just aren't buying the same way that they did 5, 10, or 15 years ago. And so selling approaches and styles used in the past won't be efficient today. Now keep in mind, I didn't say wouldn't work. What I said was they wouldn't be as efficient. This series of audio cassette tapes is our answer to the challenges of selling as we move toward the 21st century. Now, if you're serious about maximizing your money and your time investment, there are three things that you must do. One, you must listen to these tapes over and over again. If you listen to them just one time, you won't get all the information. The second thing you must do is you must utilize what you've learned, and you must utilize it immediately. Take the information, go to the field in real-life selling situations. And the third thing, which might be more important than the first two, is begin teaching it to somebody else. As we go through the process of teaching it, we continue to learn. Again, let me thank you for allowing us to positively impact your selling career. And now, let's get started with an introduction to the Anthony Cole Training Sales System.
Our first topic will be to talk about pain. Joe, it's been a long time since we've been through it, but I'm sure you still remember. Why do we talk about using pain in the sales process versus needs-based selling or wants?
Because we're trying to give someone something to avoid.
Right.
To move the next step.
Pain is a stronger motivator. Because it gives such a strong emotion, and people will do whatever they have to do to avoid pain or gain pleasure. Given one versus the other, they will avoid pain at almost any cost. How many of you guys have in the past said something like, I really need a vacation?
This morning.
A minute ago.
Right? Right? And 6 months from now, if we happen to bump into each other, what's the likelihood of me saying, hey, did you go on your vacation? You guys say, no, but I what?
I still need one.
Right? Same thing with an automobile. I'm sure all of us at one point in time were driving some sort of clunker around, and maybe we're still driving a clunker around saying, you know, I really need to get a new car. And a year from now, say, Brian, how's that new car? And Brian says, I still need a new car. Right? And that's why the needs-based selling concept doesn't work. People won't take action based on what they need or the things that they want. They take action on the things that will create pain for them either today or pain for them down the road. Now, an important concept to remember is that when you're in a selling situation, there's two types of pains. What are they?
Well,
the pain to change, the pain not to change.
Pain of not changing.
Yeah.
Two types of change. Right? Which one has to be greater in order to have a prospect?
Pain to change.
Pain not to change.
Well, you had a 50-50 shot to get that one right, guys. The pain of not changing has to be greater. If the pain of change is greater than the pain of not changing, then I'll say, geez, I want to avoid that greater pain. If I change my insurance agent, if I change my neighborhood where I'm living now in this house, that's going to create too much pain for me to move into this new house or the type of car I drive and so on and so forth. And this is typically where we mess up when we come to trying to find pain, is we do a pretty decent job of identifying what the severe mental anguish or the pain is of not changing. But I don't sit down and I say, well, Dave, I understand what your concerns are about your current program, and if you follow up on that track, if you continue to do this for the next 3, 4, 5 years, I understand what concerns you're going to have. But now I've got to ask you, what pains are you going to suffer by going through this change? What roadblocks are we going to hit? And that's typically where we mess up in this whole process. We don't ask the prospect, well, if you decide to move your money from the CD to the mutual fund, or if you stop paying for the disability and now start paying for long-term care, what's the pain of changing? And ultimately what happens is if we don't have this discussion, when does it come up? When do we find there's too much pain over here? At what time?
It's time to make the change.
The time of, when it's time to actually write their signature on a dotted line, it's after we've made our presentation, it's after we've done all the work, and a prospect says something like this, well, Joe, you know, I've been really thinking about it, and I don't know if I can fire Brian. You know, I've been with the guy for 5 years. I don't know if I can tell him he doesn't have the business anymore. You know, I don't know. I just feel so comfortable about having my $100,000 in this CD in that bank right around the corner. I don't know. Equitable, big company. All those concerns they have about changing, okay, surface themselves after you've done all the work. So that's why it's very important to explore both sides of the deal in order for you to be more successful. All right? What do we have to do to generate pain? David?
Stir something.
How do we do that?
Ask questions.
What kind of questions?
Open-ended.
What's an example? Rob?
When did you try to fix this?
When did you try to fix this problem? Okay, when did you try to fix this problem? You know, who else is involved in this process? Who else are you working with to help remove this pain? What happens if we don't change it? When did this problem show up? Okay. What happens if we never change the problem? How long has it been a problem? Why is it a problem? And they tell you what the problem is.